Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Arizona Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support. Good morning and welcome to the Arizona service.
He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Lord. He is the King. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 oh, He is the King, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give all the glory unto Him. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give all the glory unto Him. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto You the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Sacrifices of thanksgiving, we offer unto You sacrifices of joy.
He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, He is the King.
This is the rock of my salvation. I will run through a troop, leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now there is no condemnation. This is the rock of my salvation. I will go a trip, leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will do a trip and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will do a trip and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now there is no condemnation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. I will run through a trip and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
shall learn and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run.
Good morning, everybody. I'll be brief. Ricky sang the song, "They That Wait Upon the Lord," and that waiting upon the Lord is not sitting on your butt waiting for him to come and do everything. It's you serve him. And I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but Ricky had told me about a show that I can't remember what it was. Oh, I think it was Third Rock from the Sun. Where a guy went to a restaurant and he put all these coins out on the table. Dollar bills out on the table. And when the waitress came by, he said, "This could all be yours, depending on the service." And every time they did, this waiter, waitress did something that he deemed not correct or not appropriate, or not quick enough or whatever, he said, "Say goodbye," and he took one of the dollar bills away. And that's not quite how God is. He doesn't just dangle stuff in front of your face and yank it away from you. But he does have blessings for you when you serve him. And when you choose not to serve him, you suffer the consequences of those choices. He is not a mean God. He is a good God. There is no evil in him. I don't know how that all tied together, but I'm pretty sure Rick will figure it out.
Okay, so in other words, grenade, bucket of oatmeal, boom, here you go. Okay, so let me see if I can. Yay! Well, you know, truth is, Sue, I'm used to cleaning up your messes. But I'm bumped. Okay, in all seriousness, let me tell you how what you wanted to talk about fits with what I wanted to talk about today. And I hope it's what the Lord wanted both of us to talk about. We are confronted continuously with things to do. We can get extraordinarily busy. We can get extraordinarily tunnel visioned on stuff, things. What is God's will for us to do and what is our will to do for ourselves, that can really get convoluted at times. As I was singing this song, I was thinking about the goodness of God in his provision in my own life. The scripture that I was really kind of thinking about this morning is over in Matthew. I guess you can't guess where it is. 6, 7, or 8. Uh-huh. 5, 6, or 7. Let's see. There is a scripture, and I'll see if I can find it here. Maybe you can find it for me, Sue. But there's a scripture that says, I don't want to have a bunch of dead air, that your Heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you even ask for it. And at the end of 6, I believe, it says also that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. So when you tie that in to they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, Matthew 6:8, she says. Yeah. So 6:8 is the one that says, be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of. Excuse me? Be not ye therefore. Did I have that backwards? Let me read it so I can satisfy my wife's corrective nature. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Did I get it right that time? You know, you figure 45 I should be able to read. Anyway, thank you, Sue, for correcting me. I don't want to misquote scripture. I don't want to be mean to you there. Anyway, and that inference of that scripture was, you know, these people out there, they just pray vain repetitions and all this other stuff. And he's telling them, don't be like this. He's talking about here the nature and character and goodness of our Heavenly Father, that he knows what we need before we even ask him. He knows what you need. You keep reading on, and it talks about the contrast of putting your eyes and focus and your energy on things of this earth and how futile that is and how worthless that is. And it doesn't really accomplish anything good. But he goes and he ends it up with, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The things that God knows that we need, he's going to take care of it. When I add to that this idea that if you wait upon the Lord, that is, if you set your heart to serve the Lord, that he will take care of you. He will give you strength to accomplish that which you need to do. He will give you wisdom to know how to do those things you need to do. He will give you discernment. He will give you whatever is required to accomplish that task that he has for you if your heart is simply to serve him. And we see that throughout scripture over and over and over, God's abundant provision to those that walk in faith and reject unbelief. There's another scripture I was looking at this morning. It's over in Corinthians. It talks about there's no temptation that's taken you such that is normal to man. But God will not allow you to be tempted that which you can't stand. Please forgive my butchering of that. So many times, I wonder, when you find yourself sort of overwhelmed, if you just say, oh, I just can't handle it anymore. Well, there's a couple things you can take a couple steps back from that. You can give up. It's certainly an option. But that's unbelief. You can find out why you think you can't handle it. Now, that's a better direction. You can go to your discipler and you can say, all right, this is what's going on in my life. I can't seem to get my feet under me. What's going on? And then receive the correction and the direction. You can do that. That's a good way to go. You can also trust God's word. And if he says he'll take care of you if you are serving him, then guess what? He will take care of you if you are serving him. So when things go sideways and things go upside down and when things go where you think you just have to throw your hands up and I can't do it, well, yeah, you can't do it. We know that. Jesus can do it. Jesus can do it. And if his word says that if you put him first, he'll take care of the rest of it. You can believe that. You can trust in that. You can rest in that. You don't have to worry. See, worry is unbelief. Worry is doubt. Sue was reading in Hebrews in her morning readings, I think it was, that, you know, something about that they fell away because of that heart of unbelief. Boy, I'm just really screwing up scriptures today. But they didn't enter into the promised land. They didn't receive the blessings of God because they had an evil heart of unbelief. And that is what worry is. That's what doubt is. See, if you're looking at a situation or a circumstance that's just too big for you, good. That's actually a blessing, whether you believe it or not. Because that means you have to get out of yourself and trust the Lord for your provision and your deliverance. When Israel was leaving Egypt and they came up against the Red Sea and Pharaoh was coming in behind them and they were trapped. They were trapped. You know, God worked an amazing miracle to not only deliver them out of Pharaoh's hand, but crush Pharaoh's ability to ever compel them to come back. Utterly wiped out the most powerful army in the world in one fell swoop. And Israel was free. You find yourself up against an extraordinary situation that there is no way out. There's always a way out. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. If you are serving him and you are trusting him, you have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. You can trust in his ability, his provision, his love for you to take care of whatever that is. You serve God, and he'll handle the rest. Boy, I tell you, there is someone right now that is really struggling with something. I don't know who it is, but they're really struggling with just trusting God and believing God that he will handle it. He will handle it. He will handle it for you. Put your eyes on him and trust him. You know, we hear Phil preach a lot about the provision of God in his life. But you know, there's someone else very close to Phil, and her name is Hope. And I don't know if she remembers this, but I remember her sitting on my couch in Cottageville, and she had drug charges hanging over her head, jail time hanging over her head. And I told her, I said, Hope, let me tell you something. You serve the Lord. You serve Phil. You put God first, and you won't have to worry about those charges. And the charges were dropped. That's the provision of our God. Amen. Brad popped Lisa in the eye in a drunken rage one night. Yeah, I'm airing some dirty laundry. It's all right. It's not a secret. Boy, when you punch your pregnant wife, they don't put you in the jail. They put you under the jail. He comes out, and he repented before God. He didn't have everything right. He's still working things out to get his act right with God, as are all of us. But all kinds of things started to happen. There's some, like, when there's abuse, spousal abuse, there is like a set of things that happen. And there is no deviation from those things. They are what happens by law. There's no movement. There's no space for grace. And as he was going into that first meeting, his lawyer says, look, this is what's going to happen. You know, you're going to have this thing, and you're going to have that thing, and you're not going to be able, I mean, it was basically, don't expect much. And he went in there, and as good as it could have gone, it went. And the lawyer told him, that never happens. But that's the goodness of our God. Amen. Another scripture that was in my mind today was this one. It was, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. I want you to think about that for just a moment. God resists the proud. Resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Which side of that do you want to be on?
choose the side of grace. Humble yourself before the Lord and receive His deliverance. Do not worry. Do not fret. Do not be afraid of what man thinks he can do to you. Because God is bigger. Jesus is bigger. You set your heart to serve God, period. And let Him sort out the rest. creating me a clean heart. Spirit within me, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Well, everybody, that's it for us today.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.